will manifest at the moment where you think how to apply it to your lives. And I believe all possible ways well. I just would like to say it is in this material world of imperfection not easy to have perfection in, for instance, physical and emotional welfare. You can at any moment have some mishappening in these areas. And it's more likely than that mishappenings happen than that you are totally all right. I think it's a wrong expectations to think the material platform will ever be perfect. It is not meant like this. It is not made like this. So I would always recommend to never lose your investments in eternity out of sight, or your spiritual care. The spiritual care is something which brings you ultimately to the level of unshakable perfection that you cannot have in the material world. So when you said that maybe we should first take care of the body and later of the spirit, you didn't say it like this, but that would not be a good thing. Or let me first take care of my psychological welfare or my social thing and then take care of my spiritual life. That's a typical, let us say, you meet this concept a lot in India. No? Let me first make money, let me first go through my career, and then in old age I may take care of my spiritual development. That's a typical thing in India. So parallel work needs to be done. Fine. I'm ready. Are you? Good. Then we will start immediately. Oh, a new garland has arrived. Thank you. How kind. Who is the artist here who makes this beautiful garland? Thank you. Thank you very much. And you see the different shades of yellow? There's light yellow and deep dark yellow. It's very nice. Thank you. Thank you. So we will just get a little bit in the spirit. I will do a chanting exercise with you, which you will like very much. It has to do with what we are discussing, spiritual welfare. Oops. When you have visited a temple in Vrindavan, the Krishna Balaram temple in Nandagaon, to be very specific, at the end of the temple visit, you are requested to sit on the stairs before the temple and reflect about your temple experience and chant one mantra, which I want to chant with you. Ram, like this, no? Ram, it's from Balaram. So please let us do so. Take a deep inhale. Ram. Deep inhale. A little higher. deep inhale. Again. Look in this active workshop where I will ask you to draw and do some exercises at Sangha or the power of association. I think it is obvious most of us are here because we had association in London with the devotees, and somehow in that association we felt encouraged to take the next step and visit here. Proper association is also important in our Tree of Life model. Do you remember where it comes to play? Yes? I cannot...
The top,
the crown. The crown, yes, there it can definitely play a large role, but it is one of the most important items that bring about emotional welfare. With our good friends, we can laugh, we can cry, we can share, we can take advice and give advice, and in this way, it is very good. The Sanskrit word is sangha. Superficial translation means to go together. It says, if I go seven steps with you, we have formed a relationship. That's why you have seen maybe in marriage ceremonies, the husband and wife will go their first two steps together. Have you seen? Seven steps, no? So, but in a more spiritual context, Sangha means samyak rupena gamanam, that is to move forward in the proper manner. Forward where? Well, to the ultimate goal of human life. There is a principle working in Sangha, in proper association. The principle is explained in one Sanskrit verse that highlights how in association we are actually formed. Something comes to us that was not there before. The Sanskrit verse in the English translation says, as the qualities of a nearby object are reflected in a crystal, in the same way the qualities of the person we associate with are similarly reflected in our heart. Please look at the example. Say, this would be a crystal. Then if I would put, for instance, a reddish flower petal before the crystal, it would be reflected in the crystal. And in fact, it even reflects here. So our heart is a mirror which reflects the qualities of the people with whom we are. Maybe you have seen that in your life. When you are with very, let us say, spiritually sincere people, it seems to reflect on you. It leaves an impression. Whereas when you are with materialists, you seem to download, like a computer, lots of what they think, feel, and wish in their life. That is the power of Sangha. If you are interested to hear how this is so, it has to do with what is known in classical philosophy as the chakras, or the energy circle. There's a certain type of transference, you know, when of energy in these energy circuits. Let us say, for instance, when you are together with a person who is very affectionate, very kind, maybe a child, you feel in your heart almost physically some reaction, some response. The heart chakra opens. I saw this also working in another way. I was once in a airplane, a flight from Atlanta to Moscow, and we were all assembled on the flight. We were all sitting, but we heard a loudspeaker announcement says, one last patient is missing. So finally, after maybe 7 minutes, someone came in who caught everyone's attention. She had a cloud of hair around her head. She was scantily dressed up till here, over the knees, and she emanated fragrances like a perfume shop. And she was moving like this, being very, very attentive of the attention she got. I felt really like throwing a tomato at her because that was just so ridiculous, really. So she moved by, and then she sat. Her place was next to a very well-dressed businessman. And you could see she was sitting down, sitting straight. And I watched from time to time just to make a study in the subject matter of association, looking there. And this businessman first flushed, then he started to sweat. There was some profuse physical activities going on, which I think had to do with the lower chakra. I do not know, but it looked like that. He was in some physical way agitated. Sangha, it works. And in the same way, when we are with good devotees, we feel an almost visceral feeling of relief and unburdening. So, yes, this is the principle which has been said: as the qualities of a nearby object are reflected in a crystal, so are the qualities of the person we associate with reflected in our heart. Prabhupada once said it very much like this: if you want to become a devotee, have association with good devotees. Then he said, I give you an example. If you want to become a drunkard, go to the drunkards. And soon you will go, hicks, 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 and drink. So I would like you now to turn to your neighbor relate an event or incident from your own life where you experienced yourself how association shaped or influenced you in any way. I know, do you know Ghanesyam Priya or Jai Shetty? Have you seen some of his presentations you have? He always says, how much he personally seeks out the type of association that will bring out in him what he wishes to cultivate, the quality, because he knows the qualities which you become of a person become reflected in you. So look for the qualities. So please turn to look to a person who has the qualities you want to achieve. So please turn to the neighbor, your neighbor. It's good that you, if you do this, these exercises also, it will bring a good energy, because to tell you frankly, the time in which we are now moving, that is after lunch, is called in the terms of seminar givers, the graveyard shift. Everyone is, all the blood is not in the here, it's in the stomach, you know. So it will help us a little bit to bring a higher energy in here. Please turn to your neighbor and again, relate an event or incident. It could be back in your life, past in your life, where you experienced how association has shaped or influenced you. Have you all shared, both partners? Good. I thank you very much. We go quite fast. My dear everyone, there are three types of association. This is or association with three types of people. There is association with new people, to bhakti. I'm speaking now in a strictly bhakti context. Or you could say people who don't know what you know, but who would be benefited by this. With new people, we share bhakti, we nourish them, we help them grow. That's very important. When you have a new association with new people, don't necessarily come down on their level and talk about, let us say, fashion or iPads or cars and so on. Try to bring, in some ways, Krishna consciousness in there to help them grow. I always keep one rule in my mind. In my association with younger people, I will like to help them blossom. You know, blossom, the word blossom means the usage of one's potential. The flower has the potential or ability to develop and unfold and blossom. In the same way, all of us have that potential in them. And in our association, especially with new people, where it's us who have to give the help, we should try to help them blossom. With peers, that is people who are on our level, we serve together, we live together, we inspire each other, we confide in each other, we share our realization. That's a very nice way to deal with peers. How was it for you? What realizations did you have? How did this affect you in any ways? And with teachers or guides or saints and acharyas or just practically everyone who has something to give to us, we take inspiration and we take guidance. I would like to make now my little exercise with you. Think of your life as a river. Can I have the working pen, please? I always stress the word working. This seems to be the... Let us say a river which is 1, 2, 3 bends. This is when you were born. And then try to identify, please paint the river in your, already while we're doing this, in your own note. Try to identify three persons who were like guides and teachers in your life, who helped your river of life go in a different reaction way. I would like to give me as an example. Here I met my grandpa, the giant, who told me about the North Star, remember? And what else did he teach me? Tree of life, no? He planted a tree. When I learned a lot from him, I was very hesitant to learn in school, very hesitant. I had always other things to do, which were more important than going to school. I was different. Then I met here Srila Prabhupada. When I met Srila Prabhupada, I met him in London, and I was meant to become a CEO. Do you know what that is? Leader of a firm. But he said, that's not for you. You must become like me. I cannot become like him, but a teacher. No? Someone who preaches. That was my second person. A personality who bent my life. And here is a very unknown person whom I don't even know the name of. I met him when I was going from Gangotri to Gomukh, that is the town dedicated to the worship of Mother Ganga, Gangotri, to Gomukh, or the where Mother Ganga comes out, flushing out of the glacier up high up in the Himalayas. So when I was around midway from Gangotri to Gomukh, the afternoon storms came, they are very dreaded in the Himalayas. They can blow an ox from the path, what to speak of a grown-up man. So I needed to take shelter behind a rock which would break the impact of the storm. And as I was waiting out the storm, I remember it started to snow also slightly. As I was waiting out the storm, I looked first at the path and then down into the valley, and I saw sitting on a rock a person chanting on his beads. He was crying. From the tilak which he had, he seemed to be a Ram Bhakta, a devotee of Lord Rama. But as I said, I don't know. He was about, I would say, maybe 70 meters away from me, and he did not see me. He was oblivious to his environment. He didn't care about the snowstorm. He was just sitting there and chanting the names of the Lord. And then at one moment, the clouds parted, and a ray of sun came and bathed the face of the sadhu in sunlight, spotlighted him, and there were tears coming down his eyes. At that moment, my dear everyone, I decided I will try to chant with absorption. This is my spiritual life goal, to chant like him, so that oblivious of the external circumstances. He influenced me. So these are three people I wanted to give you examples who gave the river of my life a new direction. My grandfather, Srila Prabhupada here, who this is, I think, the biggest turn I made really in my life. And then finally, the sadhu in the Himalayas, in the valley. He was surrounded by birch trees, I still remember. And it was such a, it came to me like a thunderbolt. Look at him, he doesn't care that there's snow all around. He will also not care when he sits on the chair of a dentist. He is with Ram, most properly. Or maybe he was a Krishna Bhakta. So please paint a river, a nice river of life. Do you know where this ends, the river of life? Any idea?
Ocean.
In the ocean of death. No? Or yes? No? Of course. Everyone will die, even a KC SOC member. So is the task ahead clear of you? Just go through your life. It will help you if you paint a river. It will free some imagination, maybe some parts in your subconsciousness. Please start now and do the exercise. Don't text message to London or wherever. We look to three influential people, guides in a way. It could be also devotees, mentors. It could be a character in a movie you saw. Maybe you saw the movie, I don't know any movies, Alaska. In the movie Alaska was one hunter who saw a bear with a bear cub, and when he saw that, he decided no more shooting bears, and you became influenced by it. Some influence in your life, three people, should be possible. Think a little bit, who were the three guys? When did they appear in your life? And how did they help you to grow? How did this make you feel? Just go really, the exercise is meant to give you a little bit more access to how important Sangha is, what it can do to us. We have about 2 more minutes for this, so please focus. Slowly, let's come to the end. Good, I can see that. Was it helpful? Did some images turn up? Yes? And maybe some gratitude, maybe, or something? Yes. To get most of the association with seniors, from teachers, it is good if you have a submissive state of mind, where you are respectful towards them, where you try to give them service, maybe try to please them. Very often, when you have association with seniors, it is not possible to just be close to them all the time because they are somewhere else. Do you know a way to associate with them in their absence? Yes, please. You could write an email or WhatsApp message. Mm-hmm. Appreciating their good qualities, following their teachings, you wanted to say? Reading their books, yeah. Listening to their classes. The last 2 contributions were what Prabhupada always highlighted. He said, I will be gone soon. I'm an old man. It is natural that I leave you in one way. But there is a way how we can stay together always. You can listen to my vani, my instructions, and these instructions or teachings are contained really you find them in the books and in his recorded lectures. So this, my dear everyone, is such a powerful way to be surcharged with spiritual energy by teachers or sub-guides and so on, by listening to them. I think this is maybe the most beneficial part of the internet, that we can really associate with elevated souls through their teachings, by listening to them and their recorded lectures. I want to do now another exercise where you pair in your teams. You might like to go now to those whom you know a little bit more, or just find the next knee neighbor, not next door neighbor, next knee neighbor, and turn to them. I first will ask you to find a partner for this exercise, and then I will tell you the exercise, because it's a little bit touchy, the exercise. It's an after the lunch exercise to get our hormones or our circulation going, and give a sweat on our brow. So has everyone found a partner? Yes? No? Yes. Good. So everyone, please listen. Who is partner A? Good. Then just to check if everyone is with me, who is partner B then? Very good. Very good. We have everything. So partner A, I would love you to tell to partner B a concern which you have. Oh, for instance, you could have a concern. I don't know, the economics of the world is looking really not good, you know. And we have to pay so... Have you noticed the inflation in Britain also? Do you have to pay more for everything? My God, I'm a traveler and I see the benzene prices. I usually others do this, but there was just recently a thing where everyone was busy. So I said I go to the and pay the in the gas station the price. So we had filled the tank, and I knew the time I can remember, it was 70 euros. And now the tank, the person said, 140 euros, please. I went like, are you a highway robber? I asked him. What do you mean, he said. You're overcharging. No, we are the cheap. We are even very cheap. It's everywhere. And I know. Later I found out it's sometimes even 175. Full, you know. So that might be a concern for you. Or you might be have the concern, oh, I know I took a vaccination, but people say it doesn't really protect you. You can get the COVID anyways. That may be a concern, or your concern may be, I'm so old and I'm not married. So, partner A, your job is to tell to partner B something that concerns you. You can lament also a little bit to partner B. And partner B, your duty is to show the most graphic example of unattentive listening. Oh, this is not so easy. Did you understand? Unattentive listening. Listening. So start, please. Partner A, a concern. The thing is, you will learn something very important. Mm. I thank you so much. Now we need to change roles. It sounds like a kind of foolish exercise. It's very, very precise, but I can't, or very, very enlightening, but I can't tell you now. We have to first shift. So partner B, is something must be there of deep concern for you. Share this with partner A. Now partner A, show some inattentive behavior, listening behavior. Please start now. Krishna. I think the point is very, very clear. Our Ram was inattentive all the way. When you try to bring something serious across, it just doesn't work. And you feel unencouraged, you feel not seen, you feel, why am I doing this foolish exercise? Or why am I doing this? However, when someone really listens to you, everything else changes. I want to now change this around, this exercise. Partner A, please try to share something and try to remain serious. It should be something which you are enthusiastic about. And partner B, somehow try to nod, encourage, repeat, oh really? But not like a, you know, not like a drama play or so, but really. Please try to just do it and get the feeling. You will need it for the rest of the workshop. Start now.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I think the point is so crystal clear, but I would like to tell you why I'm saying this. And what I want to give you as a little tip with you. When you show interest, attention, when you also give the other person the space in which they can express things, you do a great, great favor to the person. In Japan, there's a new industry developing rather quickly. It's called buy a friend. People give money to an emphatic person. It's not about immoral activities, not at all. It's just they go out together to maybe drink a glass of tea or walk in the park. And mostly this purchased friend is trained in the art of listening to the other person, and the person will tell him something what goes on in their lives, and they give a few little advices, but mostly asked, what do you think could be the solution to this? And then the person comes out with the solution and is very happy and thinks, yes, my $500 were well invested in buying this friend. He's a good friend. Afterwards, of course, the relationship is cancelled because the business term is over, you know. So but there is such a great need, and if we can learn to give people the space which they need to express themselves, we will help them tremendously. Otherwise, people are just like volcanoes with a lid on top. They soon will explode, and there will be different, and then they will go to Chitti Shakti's office and look for psychotherapeutic counseling and so on. I want to tell you something which I do when I associate, when I am with people. It's an ancient communication skill which we find in the wisdom literature of our tradition. I imagine that there is a space between me and the person. Let us say, what is your good name again, Prabhu? Shyamasundara Prabhu. There is a space between me and Shyamasundara, and I'm not thinking now of the 2.20 meters which are between us. It's more in a personality space. I don't know Shyamasundara very well, nor does he know me very well. But now if I want to engage in a meaningful conversation, the first thing I would ask him, no need to do this, Shyamasundara, is to come a little closer, obviously. Maybe you should do. It won't be a strange exercise. Don't worry. Yeah, maybe where the mobile telephone is now. Yes. So then I would, when I want that this is a meaningful conversation, I would fill this space now with good wishes. I want that this conversation is good. I want that this is meaningful to Shyamasundara. And you will see, if I have this inner desire and fill this space with something subtle, it's a subtle space, good intentions, you will see Shyamasundara will, we won't make an exercise, don't worry, Shyamasundara will answer to me much more genuinely. He will feel more trust. It's something which I really wish you to try out. But for instance, if I would judge Shyamasundara in any way, if I would think, I don't want to give examples because it's a little personal, and then Shyamasundara would not be happy. Let me say Balaram Das, you know, who's...
He is Balaram Das.
And I would think, Balaram Das, you look too black for me. you know, or judge him. Balaram Das, your seeker is very small. It's
much too small.
You should have an abundant seeker. You should have next time you share. He would feel it. Our conversation would not be so good as when I fill the space here with good intentions. It is subtle. Try it. You will be really amazed. What we practiced right now was attentive and inattentive listening behavior. I put more emphasis on inattentive listening behavior. That you felt immediately. You felt, oh my God, I'm... Anyways, it's sometimes difficult in these exercises to be serious, you know, because it's so set up. Do we say it's a setup? No, it's a setup. And we don't feel so naturally, so flowing. But what you just now saw on the gross level, on the, you know, visible level, inattentive and attentive listening behavior, that will work very, very well on the more subtle level. The same principles, if not more pronounced. So my suggestion to all of you is try to experiment with this interrelational space. What is the word? Interrelational space. That try the secrets of this very powerful exercise, and you will be surprised. I want to end this presentation by just reading to you a very nice verse from the Bhagavatam. It says, O Lord Achyuta, the living entities wander in the cycle of birth and death. Only when they obtain the association of those established in truth does their material existence come to an end. From the moment one attains such association or satsanga, a devotional inclination towards you is awakened. In this way, the supreme goal of all attainments for the sages and the orchestra of both cause and effect, you, who are the supreme goal, is easily attained. I really request you, in your association, be careful. Fill the space between you with Krishna. With good intentions also. And you will see how your association will become so attractive that more and more people are willing to listen to the sublime message of Krishna consciousness. I will end the program here. Maybe our Pulkit and Shriya, yeah. Maybe you want to do some exercise. My situation is I have to end the program here. When I was eating happily, a major portion of my tooth in the front broke out. And by Krishna's mercy, I got an appointment for 4:00. So I can rush and run there now and be back latest for my evening class. We will communicate. Gokrishna, will you come with? You know the telephone number of Praful? Pulkit. Good. you are very joyful. So we will be in contact with Pulkit, yes, and we will navigate. I will tell the dentist to drill as fast as possible, that I'm back in time. I know I had a meeting with the team scheduled for now that has to wait for a little later, no? Because teeth are also there. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much, Pulkit and Shriya. Please come and take the group from here.